Day one of mandatory mini camp is in the books, and we got a new star, new Mr. August. It's Locked On Lions.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what's happening, everybody? Matt Derry with you, Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network on this, a Tuesday, June 7th and a Wednesday, June 8th. Thanks for listening, watching, and joining us here on the Locked On Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we appreciate you for making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions. We are on YouTube. I think today is like day four or five on YouTube. I've been tinkering with audio. I've been working with different microphones. I'm doing the best I can. So I know a lot of people are like, you mess with this thing, you mess with that thing. Give it time. As long as you can hear it and see it, we're up and running right now. We are continuing to work at it. And so we apologize for that. If you don't love the audio quality, I'm working on it. It's all I got to say. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to the YouTube page, comment, tell your friends, watch it each and every day. Find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Coming up today, all you need to know about day one at minicamp. I hit up one of my sources inside Allen Park today, and I asked who the best player was in day one at minicamp, and you're not going to believe the answer. You won't believe it. I'm going to tell you about that coming up momentarily on the program. Also today, attendance. Lions had very good attendance for mandatory minicamp, first of three straight days. We'll tell you who wasn't there, what Dan Campbell had to say about that, coming up on the program as well. Lions are kind of this hotness, right? Except, what are the odds out in Vegas that the Lions sneak in as a wild card? We will touch on that as well on the program today. And TJ Hockenson speaks, not Derry speaks, Hockenson speaks. What did he have to say about a new contract and what he wants, you know, with year four here, a fifth year option picked up, but a lot of these guys after year four get brand new deals and get long-term contracts and get paid like they believe they should be paid. TJ Hockenson is one of the lower paid tight ends, but he's a top 10 tight end in the game. We'll touch on that as well here on the program today. We thank you for listening, watching, and all of that. Yes, a little spiffed up here. I'm looking good today in my suit. Shout out to my boy Ron Studley and the folks at Ashley Middle School today out of New Baltimore. Had a chance to be a part of their reading contest today. It was awesome. My boy Dave Llewellyn from Channel 7 was also there today reading to the kids and asking a lot of trivia questions. And everybody out at Ashley in New Baltimore was just awesome. So thank you. Shout out to them and Ron and the crew over there. All right. So, you know, as you guys know, I'm not a reporter. Okay. We do the podcast. We do the video show. We do all these things. And one thing that I am not is a reporter. I have been a reporter in the past, a radio reporter. I've covered locker rooms. I've done all that stuff. I leave the reporting to the reporters. And I think the Lions have really good ones. I think the best beat writers in town reside in Allen Park. I truly believe that. And I've mentioned them before. Whether it's Justin Rogers, Dave Burkett, Kyle Meinke, Ben Raven, Tim Twentyman, Mike O'Hara, Jennifer Hammond, who covers the team for Fox 2, Jeremy and Eric and the folks at Pride of Detroit, Jeff Risden at Lions Wire, John McAroon, everybody that is down there that covers the team regularly, I think do a whale of a job. If I'm leaving anybody out, I apologize. We've had plenty of them on the show. Chris Burke from The Athletic, all these guys. They really do a fantastic job. I am not a reporter. I on this program, we give you opinions, good guests, and good content every day. That's all I can try to do for you. I also, though, have sources on the inside. And I talk to people, and they text me, hey, here's what's going on at practice. Good sources, decent ones. Some of my better ones have moved on, unfortunately. People that I knew when I was there. And today I texted somebody on my way home today from my 9-to-5 job. And I said, hey, tell me who the best player was at day one of minicamp. Do you know the answer that I got today? Are you ready for this? David Blau. I swear to God, David Blau. And I'm like, what? David Blau? And they're like, yeah, Tim Boyle struggled at minicamp. And Jeremy Reisman or somebody wrote about it today at Pride of Detroit as well, that he had a bad minicamp, but that David Blau threw like three touchdown passes when he was working with the first group and did a better job than Tim Boyle. Now, apparently Boyle came in, and I didn't get this from my source. I read this at Pride of Detroit. Apparently Boyle came in later and did a nice job too, but Boyle really has struggled. And David Blau started off as the number two quarterback today and really did well. And so yesterday we touched on the positions to really watch in this mini camp, mandatory mini camp, wide receiver, linebacker. And I mentioned quarterback because I want to see what Jared Goff does in a Ben Johnson-led offense. That's what I want to see. And I was surprised to see today and hear today that that this is the case, that David Blau played well. Now, again, you know, David Blau last year was the backup quarterback at the start of the season when Jared Goff, when Tim Boyle was hurt. And I think Tim Boyle broke his thumb or whatever in the preseason. And so Blau was the number two quarterback. And I always go back to that Pittsburgh game because Jared Goff got hurt in like the first series, could barely move his arm, could barely throw the ball 5 feet. And Dan Campbell said, screw it. We are going to stick with 16, and we are not going to put anybody else in the game. And that included David Blau. He never got a chance to play. If you recall, it was a couple of Thanksgivings ago David Blau had to play when the Lions were decimated at quarterback. I'm not thrilled with what the Lions have at backup quarterback. I've said that if, you know, look, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt and Chad Henne has to play, yes, the Chiefs are going to be in some trouble. But I'd take Chad Henne over either one of the Lions' backup quarterbacks. I think the Lions' backup quarterbacks stink. I don't. David Blau seems like a great guy. His wife is in the Olympics. All these things. Tim Boyle, Green Bay people hyped up last year. Oh, you're going to love him. He's going to push Goff for the job. When Tim Boyle played, the Lions had no chance. He was terrible. And so I think it's a problem. But I never thought in a million years that I would hit somebody up today that was there and ask them, hey, who do you think looked the best and did the best at minicamp on day one? Who gave you the best first impression? And I'm reading that David Blau was lighting it up. Like, wait a minute, what? That's the answer I got? But that's the answer I got. Change at backup quarterback. Blau threw three touchdowns to Trinity Benson. Oh, a Trinity Benson sighting. Ooh, yeah. Quintez Cephas and DeAndre Swift. Wow. Now, again, remember, Jeffrey Okuda is out. Jerry Jacobs is out. Melifonwu didn't practice. And Deshaun Elliott, the new safety from the Ravens, is also not practicing. So maybe David Blau is lighting up a decimated secondary. I'm just telling you, I asked who did well, and that's the answer that I got. Okay. Coming up next, attendance. How was it today? Who was missing? We will tell you right here on Locked On Lions. First, Bet Online is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, news, and odds, including this year's NBA Finals going on right now. NHL Conference Finals. Edmonton is out by Ken Holland. Ken Holland has like McDavid and Draisaitl. Couldn't even get to the finals with the Oilers. Avs moving on. It's not the Colorado Avalanche. It's the Colorado Arrogance. Remember Art Regner? NHL Conference Finals, though. Rangers Lightning tonight. Major League Baseball. And, of course, all the latest MMA and UFC. All can be found at Bet Online. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. Bet Online, it is where the game starts. And oh, by the way, let's talk about our friends at Rock Auto. Why would you possibly go to a chain store or one of these other shops to get your auto parts? No, 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 no. You don't do that. you go to rockauto.com. They are the best. Why endure long lines or pointless discussions with people that you do not want to have when you can go to rockauto.com and get great low prices and great service right there on the internet or on your phone or tablet? Save time and save money when using Rock Auto. They got everything you need: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Head to the website now, rockauto.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Put it in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. All right, so today Dan Campbell met with the media before the team went out on the field for their mandatory mini camp first practice today. Now, other places and in other teams, you've got guys holding out. You've got guys not around. You got guys, Kenny Moore III with the Colts. He's not happy with his contract, but he's there, but he's not on the field. All these things are going on. Here in Detroit, buy-in is huge. You heard me. Buy-in is huge. I was talking to somebody today at this event, at this book event I was at this morning, and they're like, are the Lions the team that has the best chance of winning right now in the city? And I know that's like an old 97 won the ticket bit. Like, hey, it's Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock and I need phone calls. So who's the team that has the best chance, right? But no, seriously, people are excited about this Lions team. And a lot of it is due to the buy-in. So today, Dan Campbell announced that everybody was going to be there at mandatory minicamp today, except one, and that is defensive tackle John Pennacini, who has an excused absence. Campbell was asked where he was, what's going on, and Campbell said he was going to talk to Pennacini tonight and likely see him tonight, but that he is excused. And that's it. That's it. But otherwise, everybody else is there. Now, other than Pennacini, who else was not spotted at practice today? None other than surprise second-round pick Josh Pascal, the edge rusher out of Kentucky. Hasn't practiced, hasn't taken part in minicamps, OTAs or now mandatory minicamp, and is the only rookie that remains unsigned. Why? Everything's slotted. This is dumb. The Lions need everybody there. Their attendance is good. I'm telling you all about the culture and how people are bought in, and this is great. The one guy that I think many of us want to see and see how explosive he is, and if he can get some reps at a loaded position, Josh Pascal is apparently not there, at least not practicing. There, but not practicing. No one knows why. Players have practiced before, both at OTAs and minicamp. Remember, there's no pads on, without contracts. At least rookies have done it. But right now, at least on Tuesday, June 7th, the first day of minicamp, Josh Pascal is a no-show, or at least not practicing. So there have been two practices open to the media, and he has not been there. Players that were there today that did not practice, Jamison Williams, and by the way, I'm not sure if any of you have watched some of the videos that the Lions posted yesterday about Media Day. Jamison Williams just looks like a stud in his uniform, number 18 uniform. But he's not practicing. Neither are the two tight ends, young tight ends, James Mitchell or Derek Deese. Romeo Okwara, of course, is coming back from season-ending surgery last year. Ifeatu Melifonwu, Jerry Jacobs, and I mentioned before, Deshaun Elliott. Elliott is a new person added to the injury list. Not sure what his story is, but he was not out there with the team at practice today. I'm excited that they're starting up a little mini camp, a little 7-on-7, little competition. And, you know, like I said, I mean, the young receivers, everybody got in on the act today. It seemed like the offense was ahead of the defense. Blau had the big day. But what's good is that other than Pascal, I mean, and Pennacini, who's excused, you know, everybody's ready to go and excited about being there. And, you know, Dan Campbell made a comment today that this team is intellectually better than they were a year ago. In terms of they're more prepared, they seem smarter. Last year, you know, the schedule was a disaster. You had the COVID situation. team was not able to get guys in and out of the building like they wanted to. You had a first-year head coach that, quite honestly, other than a little interim stint with the Dolphins, was a rookie coach. You had a rookie general manager. And now, year two, with the entire staff back, sans the linebackers coach, who was fired. And it's just exciting. Like, I'm not sitting here telling they're going to win 10 games or go to the playoffs, but just seems like everybody's on a string and everybody is on the same page, which I think is very, very good. All right, what about T.J. Hockenson and what he had to say today? I find it very interesting that, you know, Hockenson, look, it can be very simple for Hockenson. He could elect to, I don't know, not speak to the media or kind of duck questions in regards to his contract situation. But T.J. Hockenson today said the following, quote, "That's a whole lot of money that's out there. It's life-changing." Because remember, David Njoku just signed 4 years at $13 million a year. Hockenson's better. Quote, "I'm already in a situation where my life has changed, so all I really want to do is win. That's all I care about. Money is one thing, but when it hits the bank account is when it's there. So it doesn't really matter to me. I just want to make this place a winning program and kind of build that. The money will fall where it may. The contract will fall where it may. I just want to win." He said he's not very good at the business side of things, but he wants to win here. If Njoku's getting $13 million a year, we've mentioned this, and Hockenson's deal is up after next year. He's got a fifth-year option that'll be picked up next year that'll pay him probably in the double-figure range, about $10 million, but still less than a guy in Njoku, who, by the way, has been a backup behind Austin Hooper in Cleveland the last couple years. That bodes well for Hockenson to become the highest-paid tight end in the league, even higher paid than Kelce and Kittle, who make, I believe, 16 and 15, respectively. But here's a guy that says, "I just want to win here. That's what we sign up for. That's what we're excited about here." So I love the commentary today from Hockenson. Do I think he's a top five tight end? No, I don't. He's got to catch the ball and run. He needs some yak plays. He needs to score more touchdowns. This catching the football and dropping down to a knee or catching the football and falling down thing has got to stop. He's a very good player. He's not a great player. He's a Pro Bowler 1 year, and he's been injured-ish on and off the other two. This year, I expect a big year. And hopefully then he cashes in. But I love the attitude he has. He wants to win here. Very interesting, though, that he said he doesn't care about the money. Come on, man. Yeah, you do. All right. Some odds on playoffs. I'm going to do that coming up next. Want to tell you, though, about our friends at BlueNile.com. Looking for fine jewelry? The place to go is BlueNile.com. Guys, the engagement ring, you don't know what to do. All right? Where do you go? Do I go to, you know, place that rhymes with Lared or us anywhere else? No. What you do is you go to BlueNile.com. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, fine jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. All right? Engagement ring of her dreams. Get it there. It's got a simple online tool that lets you choose a diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style, all on the website, B-L-U-E, BlueNile.com. Looking for fine jewelry but having trouble choosing? Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com, and Locked On Lions listeners get $50 off the purchase of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use code Locked On. That's code Locked On, if I could speak. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. All right, folks, I figured that our friends at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, would be nicer to our friends, the Detroit Lions, when it comes to odds on making the playoffs in the NFC. All right, people are talking about the Lions to making the playoffs. People are whispering. So I looked today at BetOnline, And odds to make the NFL playoffs out of the NFC, you've got Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Dallas, the Rams, and the 49ers at the top of the list. Now, other teams like Arizona, Philly, Minnesota, they're in there. This is Vegas we're talking about here. They know stuff. At the bottom, all right, this is just Vegas. Bet online. Falcons at plus 550. Next after them, the Lions at plus 475. I'm not telling you this team's going to the playoffs, but I'm telling you Carolina being at plus 450, Seattle being at plus 360, Chicago being at plus 310, and the Giants being at plus 250 is a joke. The Giants, Bears, Seahawks, and Panthers are not better than the Lions. This surprised me. Even Washington at plus 210, who I think the Lions are going to beat in week two. So Vegas not thinking what we're thinking, which is maybe this team sneaks up on people. Just wanted to throw that out there for today. We thank you for listening and making us your first listen each and every day here on Locked On Lions. We are back tomorrow. Be safe, everybody. Subscribe here on YouTube, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.